welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Our guest this week, well, Mexico resident. He is a very, very good dentist. And my guest right here is Dr. Elliot Rice. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. I talked to you a little while back. We had done a newspaper article whenever I was over at the Mexico Ledger, but wanted to catch back up with you. First off, just tell everybody who's listening this morning a little bit about yourself and your family, if you will.
Well, like you said, I'm Elliot Rice. My wife, Ashley Rice, we've been married almost 9 years now. We've got a 1 and a 3-year-old, Madison Everett, so between the office and that, it's a tornado half the times, but it all gets done. Obviously, my dad was a dentist here for over 40 years. Mom was the office manager. He hasn't been working for a while. He's going through some health stuff, and you'll probably be seeing a formal announcement of retirement soon because he didn't want to announce when he was trying to get therapy, seeing if he could get more physically able to do it, but it's just not in the cards for him. So we'll be here for 30 or 40 years until my back hurts, I guess. But
yeah. Talk a little bit about your dad and his practice. He had been in Mexico for such a long time and really kind of a pillar of the community. Talk about growing up and seeing the practice, because I think that planted some seeds into your mind as to the profession you're going to go into.
Yeah, it did. Some people think, oh, your parents are dentists, it forces you into it. It was quite the opposite when I started telling them I wanted to do it, which was, I think, fifth grade is when I told you at the Ledger article. You know, Miss Becker had that assignment where we wrote down our life, and I wrote down which dental school I was going to go to, that I was going to be a dentist, everything. And my wife found that in my old bedroom, and she said, "You were such an old man. What's wrong with you?" And I said, "Yeah, that's me." But growing up in the practice, and I told them they wanted me to shadow every other job. So I kind of played with other professions, thought about other things, but just always kept coming back to dentistry. And you didn't really realize how much you learned until you got to dental school. And a lot of the stuff came really easy to you. You were getting done in lab faster than people and stuff, and just even playing around in the lab as a kid with materials. But it definitely made an impact. Obviously, things in dentistry are done differently nowadays. We have a lot of different equipment materials than we even did 2 years ago because it's a slow transition. But there's a lot of ways to get it done. Some of the old ways are good, some of the new ways are good. So we kind of, that's an advantage I feel like I have, as I grew up in dentistry. So there's a lot of new people out there in salesmen, and obviously we've utilized them some. But if they're going to sell me something, if it is not going to increase the quality for the patient, I'm not going to invest in it. Because if, I would say most of our ways are the new ways, we have a few older things we hold on to. Because if the quality is just as good and the price is more reasonable for the patient, that's what I'm going to hold on to. Because for me, it's about quality dentistry. It's not about, you know, worrying about what somebody else does. And then I guess when I took over as far as ordering materials and stuff, I realized how much money I wasted as a kid. Because I would take impression materials and make baseballs out of it and squirt them out on the counter, and then I started looking at what those cost, and I went, I gotta keep my kids out of here. Go broke. So
talk a little bit about growing up in Mexico. What were some of the things that you were interested in besides learning dentistry? You know, some of those things that you liked in school, maybe some subjects that you studied. Any sports? Were you involved in any sports?
Yeah. Golf, wrestling, and football, I would say. Wrestling and golf were my biggest ones because I was a small guy back then, so going up against a 200-pound guy in a tackling drill wasn't too much fun for me. Science and math, obviously, I loved, which is kind of part of this. And I loved working with my hands because it's a way that you can build and make things attractive and help people's health at the same time. So that's why I did that. But as far as activities, you know, hunting, being outside, camping, fishing, all the normal stuff whenever there's time. But I always knew I wanted to come home. That was the goal. I know some people say, oh, I want to get out of Mexico, but usually that wasn't my thing. I know that a lot of people will leave and then find out it wasn't that bad and come home. I always knew that. That's why on my first date with Ashley, our first question, that was kind of an interview session, I said, are you willing to live in Mexico, Missouri? And she said, I don't even know you. And I said, well, I mean, the state's over if not, because it's, you know, there's no point in us wasting each other's time, because that's where I'm going. So she signed up.
Very nice. What do you like most about Mexico? If you can put some of those things, you know, in order, what do you like best?
Just the people, because like through my path to get here, you know, I didn't get right into school, so you know, I did masters and did some other stuff. So we've lived in Rolla, Kansas City. I spent some time during summer in Virginia for masters, and there's pros and cons to all of those communities. But Mexico, everybody's just so supportive, and you know, everybody knows somebody, which that can be a lot of pressure too. But it's just supportive, and everybody's always there to help you. And I think we have a great school system in athletics, and it's only, you know, they have a lot of nice stuff now that they didn't have when I was a kid.
Turf on the football field.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm glad that they're getting what they need, and yeah, and if you look at a lot of people in Mexico, whether people that keep the community going, a lot of them grew up right here. So I think you can always look at the bright side on things, because if you get on the internet too much, I know there's some negative stuff here and there.
Yeah, there's a couple of sites out there that.
Just gotta be careful what you listen to.
That's very, very true. I'll tell you what, let's take our first break. We want to find out about your college years. Whenever we come back, we're speaking with Dr. Elliot Rice this morning on Meet the Community on KXEO.